Shalom, love and blessings, Yah's family of Yah. This is Judah, and today we're going to be addressing Genesis 3:16, often misquoted, misused, misaligned with the relationship between man and woman, and the role of a man and the role of a woman in conjunction with the man. And we're going to have to get this straight, because it's so misused nowadays that it's almost the whipping stick for forms of abuse. So today I'm going to set the record straight. I'm not even going to have to go in too deep. If you do want me to go in deeper, then you just let me know. But Genesis 3:16, let's get this right. Men, leadership, and women. Let's do this. Okay, let's get into this. Genesis 3:16. Let's read it first. Unto the woman he said, I will greatly multiply. This is Yah speaking. Your sorrow and your conception. In sorrow you shall bring forth children, and your desire shall be to thy husband, and he shall rule over thee. So when we look at that word to, that phrase, to thy husband, your desire shall be to thy husband, that actually in the Hebrew means contrary to, against, pushing against. So the ESV actually states it correctly. Your desire shall be contrary to, or toward your husband. And then it gives this part of the verse that is so misused. It says, and he shall rule over you. Wow. I've seen this so misused so many times. Let's look at it in context. Let's look at this in context. We see the commandments starting to be given in Genesis. In Genesis 1, 28. Is it 28? And God blessed them, and God said unto them, be fruitful and multiply, and replenish the earth, and subdue it, and have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over every living thing that moves upon the earth. So those are commandments. Those are directives that Yah God gives the man and the woman. And so what do we have here? In Genesis chapter 2, let's go to Genesis chapter 2, because this is before Genesis 3:16. And I'm going to show you why so many get this thing so wrong. Because men are using it to say, woman, you have to submit. 100%. Yah God says in the scriptures that woman is to submit to man. Okay? But there is context. And there is a purpose. And there is an ultimate result of this submission. Okay? So let's go to Genesis 2. We see that Yah God created man. He then took him and placed him in the garden. All right. And he placed man in the Garden of Eden. And then he gave man commandment. And Yah God commanded the man, saying, of every tree of the garden you may freely eat, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil you shall not eat of it, for in the day that you shall eat thereof you shall surely die. Then he said, as time went on, Yah God said, it is not good that the man should be alone. I'll make him a help meet for him, or a helper fit for him, or a helper corresponding to him. Now, here we see. We go on. Yah God called the deep sleep to fall upon Adam, and he slept, and he took one of his ribs and closed up the flesh instead thereof. And the rib which Yah God had taken from man made he a woman and brought her unto the man. And Adam said, this is now bone of my bones, flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman, because she was taken out of man. Therefore shall a man leave his father and his mother, and shall cleave unto his woman, his Isha, and they shall be one flesh. Okay. So now what changed it? What changed this whole scenario where the woman now is going to be contrary to? Well, obviously we know what it is. Satan came into the picture. The woman submitted to the man. The woman submitted to Satan. And then the man submitted to the woman, completely reversing the order that God has instituted throughout creation. And this is the scenario. This is the backdrop for this statement, this judgment. It's not a commandment. This is stating what the condition will be. What the condition will be because of what they did. It says, unto the woman, he said, I will greatly multiply your sorrow and your conception. In sorrow, you shall bring forth children. And this is the statement. And your desire shall be to your husband, and he shall rule over you. That was a statement of condition, because she had now submitted herself to Satan. Satan was against man. She now, her nature is contrary to, no longer working with. Before she was a helpmeet. Now she was completely against the husband. And the result is, because God never took away the authority from the man. So the man, what actually happens next is that the man will rule over the woman. But what happens now in Christ? This is the issue. What happens in Christ? Because this is not a commandment, as many say. The commandment to a woman is to submit to your husband. But there is a reason why. In 1 Peter 3, tells women they're not to be afraid with any amazement. Because why? Because the man's desire for the woman and handling of her is for good. Is for good. Sarah was a godly woman because she submitted to her husband. She submitted to her husband. He didn't have to rule over in terms of a dictatorial way, because she submitted. No negotiation, no qualms, no issues. She was humble. She was meek. She submitted to her husband. And the rule is not to subjugate the woman. To rule over her is not, the aim is not to subjugate. It is to do what Paul wrote about in Ephesians, and we're going to go right there now, because this is where people get this thing so absolutely wrong. It says, husbands, love your wives. Let's go before. It says, wives, submit yourselves unto your own husbands as unto the Lord. So this is it. This is a direct command. Submit yourselves unto your own husband as unto the Lord. So a woman can't say that she is submitting herself to Christ or to God and thereby still not submitting herself to her husband. Doesn't work. For the husband is the head of the wife, even as Christ is the head of the church, and he is the savior of the body. So the man is actually the savior of the body. Therefore, as the church is subject unto Christ, so let the wives be to their own husbands in everything. And here is the key as to why a woman is to submit. Because now she is reversing the order of that was relayed in the garden. Because she submitted to Satan and then got the man to submit to her. And this is the reversing of the order. It's putting the order back into the order of God through Christ. It says, husbands, love your wives, even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it. Husbands, love your wives, even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it. Why? That he might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of water by the word. The ESV states that he might sanctify her, who the bride of Christ, having cleansed her by the washing of water with the word. And that is how we're cleansed and washed. He gave himself for it. This is Christ giving himself for the church. That's his blood. And then it's his word, the water. And the ultimate goal is that he might present it to himself a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that it should be holy and without blemish. The ESV states, so that he might present the church to himself in splendor, without spot or wrinkle or any such thing, that she might be holy and without blemish. So ought men to love their wives as their own bodies. He that loves his wife loves himself. In the same way, husbands should love their wives as their own bodies. He who loves his wife loves himself. Where have we heard this before? About his own body. For no man ever yet hated his own flesh, but nourishes and cherishes it even as the Lord does the church. For we are members of his body, of his flesh, and of his bones. For this cause shall a man leave his father and mother, and shall be joined unto his wife, and they two shall be one flesh. Where's this? Where did we get this from now? Where is he getting this from? Well, it's obvious. He's getting it from Genesis chapter 2, when man was presented with the woman. So he's taking it before the fall. So the aim for the woman to submit to the man, and the man to love the woman as his own flesh, is taking it back before the fall, where Adam said, this is now bone of my bones, flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman, because she was taken out of man. Therefore shall a man leave his father and his mother, and shall cleave unto his wife, and they shall be one flesh. So what is the reason? So that the woman becomes perfected as a joint heir, co-heir of salvation with the man. This is the reason. That's the reason. That's the reason a woman is to submit to the man, is because now as he follows Christ, she follows him, submits herself to him, and he makes her perfect again, spotless, without wrinkle, thereby reinstating the order of God through man, through woman, to be blessed and to subdue the earth. It's not for a man to say, continue, just for the sake of, oh yeah, I got these women and they submit to me, or I've got this woman and she submits to me, and you've got to submit to me. Most men have no idea what to do with a woman who submits to him. They don't even have their own genitals in submission to themselves. Their mind, some men don't even have their own desires, their own vision of what they've got to do in submission to themselves. This is the whole story. It's not just for a woman. Oh yeah, she's got to submit to me. I rule over you. Get it right. Get it right. The whole issue, the whole main focus, is to bring that woman in submission who submits to you willingly, to bring her up to the point now, clean her, wash her with the washing of the water of the word, and then bring her up so that she now becomes a helpmeet who is perfect as before the fall. That's the whole crux and goal of it, you know. But if a man is still thinking with his little head and not his big head, he doesn't know what to do with a woman who is submitted to him. He has no idea how to wash with the washing of the water of the word. He doesn't understand. But I will be going into this in a lot more deeper. But I had to deal with this Genesis 3:16 because, very quickly, why? because I read somewhere somebody else talking about it, and I read it, and it irked me again, because I've heard guys speaking about it, especially those who say they're Hebrew Israelites, it gripes. It gripes me. Why? Because it is so off key and out of the will of God. A woman in Christ does not immediately become a perfect woman. The man is meant to wash her with the washing of the water of the word and present her to himself as a perfect bride. That's the goal. So that no matter what imperfection, so the world, you see men throwing, discarding women away, dumping them. Why? Because they don't like this, they don't like that, they're fed up with this or whatever. Instead of washing her with the washing of the water of the word, helping her to know who she is, strengthening her, helping her so that she no longer has to be ruled, but she willingly becomes your helpmeet, devoted to you. And as you walk as the image and glory of God, she becomes your glory. I could go on and on about this, but I'll leave it short and sweet for that. So I pray that's a blessing. Genesis 3:16. Let's get it right, men. Let's get it right, men. And women, let's get it right. You know, because you, even I'll speak to the women, you're not going to be able to fulfill that role of help me without the help of the man watching you with the washing of the water of the word. Just facts. That's why the commandment to a woman is always submit to your man, and tells you what type of behavior, what type of character is needed to be called a Proverbs 31 woman, to be called precious in the Lord's sight, in your sight. So, you know, like I said, I could go on and on scripture through scripture on this, but men, you need to wake up and realize and understand that the woman wasn't just created to be ruled over just for the sake of being ruled over. That's incorrect. Incorrect. Anyway, I know that you probably can hear some of the exasperation in my voice, in terms of I really can't believe sometimes these men out there who call themselves teachers and they're still spouting this nonsense that they use scriptures to subjugate women without, you know, knowing the bigger picture, seeing what the bigger picture is. And the bigger picture is that woman or women you take, you have to wash her with the washing of the water of the word so that she becomes a perfect bride, just like Christ is doing with the church, to become perfect, spotless, blameless, without spot or blemish before Yah. I hope that's been a blessing. Shalom. Love and blessings. As I'll just conclude this. Well, I hope that was a blessing to you. I hope that you got a better understanding of the role between man and woman, and the role that man is meant to take there, the role that man is meant to fulfill as being a follower of Christ, a disciple of the Messiah, and as being the image and the glory of Yah God. Let's get it right. Let's just get it right. Any questions, please go to yahites.org, yahites.org. And you can leave a message there. You can also record an audio message. And just get in touch. It'd be great to hear from you. And until the next time, shalom, love, and blessings. May Yah God bless you. May Yah God keep you. May Yah cause his face to shine upon you and give you peace. In Yahushua HaMashiach. Amen.